بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سيد بن عسيد الثابع عن امرأة من المبايعة قال. We are still in this chapter on the prohibition of wailing and mourning at the time of death over the limit and making a show of things, slapping the face, tearing clothes, etc. So further, we read that Hazrat Usayd ibn Usayd, who was a tabi, narrates an imraati min al mubayyat. He narrates from a lady who had made bayat to Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. قالت كان فيما أخذ علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في المعروف الذي أخذ علينا ألا نعصيه فيه. She says, amongst the things that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took bayat from us on, he took a pledge from us on certain things that we will not disobey him. We will listen to him and we will do what he says. Amongst those things was Allah nakhmisha wajhan, that we won't scratch our faces. That is, at the time of death, to show sorrow. This was a pagan pre-Islamic system, that in order to show that we are very sorrowful, this person has passed away, then they used to scratch their faces. وَلَا نَدُوَ وَيْلًا, and we won't curse ourselves. They say, may we die also, may everyone die, he is dead, may we also die, etc. وَلَا نَشُقَّ جَيْبًا, and that we will not tear our clothing. In that process, they should do that, and in fact, they had professional ladies for this, who used to just come and wail and mourn, and who used to be paid for this, and they should put on this performance and this act. وَأَلَّا نَنْشُرَ شَعْرًا, and that we will not pull out our hair. The actions mentioned here are remnants of the days of ignorance, and these are things that should be shunned. Today, for example, these things, alhamdulillah, are not prevalent, but like to say, to say, if the thought comes, we should make tawbah from the thought, but to think that Allah only find my child to take away, only my husband to take away, only my wife to take away, etc. Couldn't Allah find somebody else? These things are not correct. It should not come on the tongue. If it comes on in the thoughts, we should make tawbah, istighfar from it. وعن أبي موسى أشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِن مَيِّتٍ يَمُوتْ, that whenever any person passes away, فَيَقُومُ بَعَكِيهِمْ فَيَقُولْ, and then the people crying and mourning over that person who has passed away, and they start in that process of mourning and wailing the dead, and they go over the limits and they say words like wajabalah, oh, a mountain of a man. In other words, what a great man. He was a mountain amongst the men. He was a very great man. Wa sayyida, oh, the leader of mankind. He was the leader. He was such a great man. Oh, nahwa dhalik, awesome words like this. In other words, words of praises which are over the limit, praising the person more than what he should be praised, and things, qualities which were not in him, and you praising him about that. Illa wukkila bihi malakan yalhazanihi. But then, for that, two angels appointed upon that mayyit, upon the dead person, who prod, that is, who punch him on his chest. And they tell him, "Ahakada kunta, were you like this? Were you like this?" What the people are saying. That is, when people are doing it excessively and over the limit, and praising him over the limit, which is also what is called many times, even in educational circles, we have what we call an taziyati jalsa. That is to mourn the death of that person, and in that people praise. Today, now commonly we find over the radio station, when a person of prominence has passed away, especially an alim, then they have a program and a profile about him, and they go on discussing people phone in and all this praising carries on, that he was like this, he was like this, and for all the things that was done over the limit, he is being punished there. He is being punched in his chest and he's being asked, were you like that? Were you like that? And this refers to that person who made wasiyat for him, that the people must praise me after I die. And even this desire that people must praise me is not correct. And a person who did not want it, or in fact more better, he told the people, he knows this is a common practice, so he makes wasiyat. Like for example, we know it has become a practice that over the radio stations, when a prominent alim passes away, they have a program especially for that. And in fact, a day, 2 days, they just carry on with that. And if he made wasiyat that I don't want this, then he will be saved from that punishment. He won't be punished because he did not want it, and he made wasiyat, he made it clear also that I don't want all these praises after my life. This hadith may refer to one who has passed away or one who is about to pass away, or even in life. Also we find that commonly when we have a speaker and he starts speaking, and then before that we have ta'aruf. Ta'aruf is in order, which is an introduction, that who this person is, etc. But ta'arif, praise, that should not be there. Ta'aruf is in order, ta'arif, and ta'arif within the limit is also all right. But over the limit and things which are not in that person and we speak those things, that is not correct. We had Maulana Arshad Madani, Damat Barakatuhum, of Dioban at the Darul Uloom just a few days ago. And before he started speaking, we wanted to introduce him. So immediately he took the mic and he did not allow the introduction also. And he just started with the bayan, that the bayan is important. It teaches us that false praises should not be conferred upon the deceased, as these are a source of inconvenience for the deceased, for the person in the qabr. That is, when he knew that this is, people are going to do this, and he did not stop them from it. He did not say, I don't want this. Or that he desired it, that he likes to be praised, which is human nature also, that a person likes to be praised all the time, and to praise over the limit, and just for the sake of praising. If praises are also given for the benefit of deen, so that deen can benefit, Muslims can benefit, that is different also. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiyye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِثْنَتَانْ فِي النَّاسِ هُمَا بِهِمْ كُفْرٌ. There are two things which is amongst people, and that those are things of kufr. This does not mean literally that person becomes a kafir, a non-Muslim, if he does these two things. It either means that these are not acts of Muslims, these are actions and ways of non-believers. Like for example, clothing that we wear of non-believers. It doesn't mean if a person wears the clothing of a non-believer, he becomes a non-believer, but it's not the act of a Muslim, it's the act of a non-believer. Or these things will lead a person towards kufr. They are the signs of kufr, etc. Or it shows the weak iman of a person. And if he thinks that it is permissible to wear there, to do these things, then that will be a thing which is haram. To regard it as halal and jais and permissible, that will be an act of kufr. What are the two which are referred to here? At-taan fin nasab, to humiliate and to ridicule a person in his lineage. Like for example, the father is a street sweeper, and you call him, oh, the son of a street sweeper. Or the mother was a washerwoman. Oh, the son or daughter of a washerwoman. In other words, you are ridiculing him in his lineage, that his father was doing what people think of a low-level trade or job. Things like that. So that is the thing which is of the days of ignorance. Don't degrade a person, don't ridicule him. وَالنِّيَاحَةُ عَلَى الْمَيِّتِ, and this wailing and mourning, and that is which is over the limit, to cry, to tear clothes, to scratch oneself, to pull at one's hair, etc. All that over the limit, and also over the limit praising. These are things of days of ignorance and which should be avoided. Wow.